Welcome to the Association of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guests today are Mara Brumana and Alba Chiara Boffelli from the University of Bergamo. They recently published an article entitled Orientation Towards Environmental and Sustainability in European Family versus Non-Family Firms, the Role of Policymaker Engagement and Incentives. They co-authored this paper with Alice Madonna and Giovanna Campopiano. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Mara, Alba Chiara, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
The genesis of this paper is an informal conversation with department's colleague at the coffee machine. We were sharing our projects and research interests, family business and institutional dynamics in the case of Giovanna and myself, environmental sustainability and the role of the global supply chain in the case of Alba Chiara and Alice. In that conversation, Alba Chiara was glad to share the news of a new database she recently got access to, namely the Carbon Disclosure Project. I was fascinated about the opportunity to do something together and wisely mix our own interests and knowledge. This is how the journey started.
The Carbon Disclosure Project, well known as CDP, is a non-governmental organization promoting transparency and sustainable investments. To achieve this goal, the CDP collects yearly data by administering standardized questionnaires to firms and cities participating in the initiatives, and then reports and evaluates firms' environmental impacts. The survey focuses on climate change, forestry, and water security, as they are the three major environmental issues that businesses and society face. And we focus particularly on the climate change questionnaire. As of 2023, the CDP has engaged with over 23,000 companies and 1,100 cities, which granted the CDP the reputation of being the world's most extensive environmental disclosure database. The questionnaires are administered by CDP to companies not only consider environmental performance, which are estimated as the total greenhouse gas emission of firms, but also incorporate broader questions about the overall commitment of the respondents, addressing subjects such as risk and opportunity, managerial and governance structure, and initiatives implemented to mitigate climate change. Firms can voluntarily adhere to one or more of the initiatives laid out by CDP, or under the request of a buyer, of an investor, or even both.
Leveraging upon the richness of DZ data and acknowledging the open questions in the debate on environmental sustainability in family versus non-family firms, our study shifts the focus from environmental performance to environmental orientation. We define environmental orientation as a firm's attitudes towards the natural environment that are perceived by decision makers as priorities of the organization. This focus resonates well with the fact that several studies show that negative managerial attitudes towards demands for environmental sustainability are actual barriers to improved environmental performance. We formulate the following research questions. How the unique traits of family firms explain the different extents of environmental orientation and how their environmental orientation unfolds compared with non-family firms. Our empirical investigation relies on a sample of 162 European manufacturing firms that joined the CDP for at least 3 years, that is from 2018 to 2020. The CDP database allows us to access detailed information on the extent of firms' environmental orientation and how this unfolds, as well as on firms' engagement with policymakers when dealing with environmental sustainability. We retrieve information on the firm's ownership and governance structure and the economic and financial information from the Orbis database and mix these two sources of data. Our results show that family firms relative to their non-family counterparts are more likely to incentivize multiple environment-friendly initiatives, and that policymakers' engagement weakens the family firm environmental orientation relationship. In addition, our data show that when compared with non-family firms, Family firms respond to institutional pressure for environmental sustainability by investing more cash-based incentives and being more inclusive in their incentive systems, thus leveraging also on the key role of middle managers.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Our study contributes to the literature on family business and environmental sustainability by highlighting the effect of family business status on environmental orientation. First, we support the idea that family and non-family firms differ in their attitudes towards environmental sustainability, as they show different extents of environmental orientation in response to the same institutional pressure. In doing so, we emphasize the importance of considering internal organizational dynamics, particularly environmental orientation, in explaining firms' responses to institutional pressure. We also state that policymakers' engagement complements efforts to protect the natural environment by helping decision makers in family firms to select and incentivize environment-friendly initiatives that are significant in their institutional setting. Second, we advance the idea that family and non-family firms differ in how their environmental orientation unfolds. We highlight the role played by corporate governance mechanisms, like managerial incentives, in the pursuit of environmental sustainability, and show that family and non-family firms' environmental orientation manifests differently, which means that family firms rely more on monetary incentives and have more inclusive systems of incentives in their organizations compared with non-family firms.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Conceptually, we found challenging to elaborate upon the role of policymaker engagement for firms' environmental sustainability. To do so, we had to combine the debate on corporate social and corporate political activities that have been recently recognized as two different but interrelated no-market strategies. In the paper, we argue that for family firms, policymakers have the most immediate relevance to the reputation of both the family and the firm. In the process of engaging with policymakers, the decision-making process is altered in family versus non-family firms, and different frames of reference are favored with consequences on the extent of environmental orientation. In particular, when family firms engage with policymakers on environmental issues, their reputation turns out to be preserved, if not improved, by their lobbying and engaging behavior. Further, the interactions with policymakers lead family firms to identify and incentivize environment-friendly initiatives that are significant in their institutional settings. In sum, engagement with policymakers makes family firms less exposed to losses of CO and legitimizes them to focus on targeted initiatives to be incentivized.
From a methodological point of view, instead, besides merging CDP and Orbis data and reconstructing the family ownership, measuring firms' engagement with policymaker was quite problematic. A variable was constructed from the CDP data, particularly the respondents selected and discussed their engagement with policymakers, such as directly engaging with them, joining trade associations, funding research organizations. Each respondent could have selected and discussed all the options that describe their firm situation. Therefore, the variable policymaker engagement was created to count how many channels were used by each respondent to engage with policymakers. To leverage this richness of data, in our postdoc analysis, we split policymaker engagement into its core components: direct engagement, trade associations, and funding research organizations. Three dummy variables were created to measure whether a firm has engaged with policymakers through said specific channel. Our postdoc analysis revealed that among the direct and indirect channels through which family and non-family firms socialize with policymakers, it is the indirect engagement with them, which means collective lobbying with trade association and funding research institutions, that is responsible for the shift in the reference point of family firms. We might explain this result by considering that by indirectly pursuing a corporate political activity without directly exposing themselves to the political arena, family firms might be less concerned about the preservation of the family and firm's reputation.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Based on our findings, family firms should acknowledge that they play a crucial role as stewards of the natural environment. despite being found to underperform non-family firms in terms of environmental sustainability outcomes. Family firms should thus find a way to successfully translate their attitudes toward environmental sustainability into effective behaviors and outcomes. Family firms should also be aware that proactively engaging with policymakers can mitigate their concerns for reputation and legitimize them to focus on targeted environment-friendly initiatives to be incentivized. Governmental and regulatory bodies might benefit from our findings and develop ad hoc policies for environmental sustainability that are differentiated between family and non-family firms because of their different environmental orientation.
Thanks a lot, Mara and Alba Chiara, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled Orientation Towards Environmental Sustainability in European Family versus Non-Family Firms, the Role of Policymaker Engagement and Incentives. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.